on, Katie. Don't make it sound so cheap.
I'm sorry. Fiddling with yourself in the bathtub is a real class act.
Thank you. So, shall we get started?
Sure. But can I ask you a question first?
Yes, you want to play Cylon and Colonist?
No. I want to know why you're playing make-believe with me when you could be out with a real woman tonight.
You mean Bernadette?
No, I mean Princess Leia. Of course, I mean Bernadette. She's a wonderful girl and she really likes you.
I know, but she's not you.
I'm not me. The real me is in Beverly Hills going out with a tall, handsome, rich guy.
Really? Tall?
6'4".
Ouch.
The point is, you've got a wonderful girl in your life and you're ignoring her in order to spend your nights in a bathtub with a mental image and a washcloth.
Taking a bath!
I hope that's all you're doing! We share that tub!
Don't remind me!
Oh,
man. All soaked up,
no place to go.
How you doing, buddy?
I was humiliated on national radio. How do you think I'm doing?
Come on, it wasn't that bad.
What do you want?
We represent the Lollipop Guild, and we want you.
Okay, so Kripke played a joke on you.
It wasn't funny.
I thought it was funny.
Raj. Oh.
You laughed? Did you laugh?
I fell on the floor. He got you. You can get him back.
I refuse to sink to his level.
You can't sink. With all that helium in you, you're lucky you don't float away.
Are you really admitting defeat?
I never admit defeat.
Good.
However, on an unrelated topic, I'm never getting out of this bed again.
What if you could make Kripke look even sillier than he made you look?
I don't think that's possible, dude.
You're not helping.
I didn't come to help. I came to mock.
Sheldon, what you need to do is figure out a way to exact vengeance on Kripke. Like how the Joker got back at Batman for putting him in the Arkham Asylum for the criminally insane.
That's true. He didn't just stay there and talk about his feelings with the other psychotic villains. He broke out and poisoned Gotham's water supply.
Well, I suppose I could poison Kripke.
No, no.
It's a simple matter. There are several toxic chemicals that'd be untraceable in an autopsy.
Okay, that's the spirit, but let's dial it back to a non-lethal form of vengeance.
Oh, how about we put a whoopee cushion on his office chair? He'll sit down, it'll sound like he's flatulent, even though he's not.
Let's keep thinking.
Oh, gee, you're too late. Scarlett Johansson and Wonder Woman were just in here trolling around for neurotic little weasels.
Yeah, I came to talk to Bernadette. She's working today, right?
Yes, but I don't think she wants to see you.
Why not?
Come on, Howard. You hurt her feelings by not calling her all week. Plus, I've been kind of talking some smack about you. Hello, Howard.
Wait, Bernadette, I need to talk to you.
I can't now. I'm working.
This will only take a second. You asked me to think about where our relationship was going, and I did. Bernadette? Will you marry me?
Is this more comedy that I don't understand?
No, I'm serious. I'm never gonna find another girl like you who likes me and is, you know, real.
So this isn't a joke?
No.
Then you're insane.
I prefer to think of myself as quirky.
Howard, we've only been on 3 dates. We haven't even had sex yet.
Fair enough. When's your break?
Wow.
Don't you just hate when this happens?
Wow.
All right, pals, this for revenge. A solution of hydrogen peroxide and one of saturated potassium iodide.
What's this?
Mountain Dew. Ah, refreshing. Now, we're going to combine these chemicals with ordinary dish soap, creating a little exothermic release of oxygen.
For me, vengeance.
Yes, exactly.
This is brilliant, Sheldon. How are we going to deploy it in Kripke's office?
Already taken care of. Observe. This is a live shot of Kripke's lab via a mini webcam I was able to install thanks to a dollar bill discreetly placed in the night janitor's shirt pocket. At the same time, I also secured large quantities of these chemicals above the tiles in the drop ceiling.
Sheldon, you remind me of a young Lex Luthor.
You flatter me, sir.
Let me guess, motion sensors?
Yes. The reaction will be triggered when Kripke reaches the center of the room. Mwahaha.
I gotta say, I am really impressed. This is truly the Sheldon Cooper way to get even.
It may be low tech, but I still maintain the whoopee cushion has comic validity.
Here comes Kripke.
Who's that with him?
I believe that's the president of the university.
And the board of directors.
Abort! Abort!
There is no abort.
Well, how could you not put in an abort?
I made a boo-boo, all right?
I think the board will really appreciate how well we're using that NSA grant, President Sieber. Right here we have a micro-controlled plasma.
Wow. It's like the Ganges on laundry day.
At least they don't know it was you.
Hello, Kripke. This classic prank comes to you from the malevolent mind of Sheldon Cooper. If you'd like to see the look on your stupid face, this video is being instantly uploaded to YouTube. Oh, and a hat tip to Leonard Hofstadter and Raj Kuthrapali for their support and encouragement in this enterprise.
Well, I'm going back to India. What's your plan?
Hey, here's your tip from Table 7.
Oh, thanks. Mm-hmm.
Testing. Check. Check two.
Oh, now what?
You want me to just throw him out?
No, that's okay.
Are you sure? He's small. I bet I could get a nice tight spiral on him.
I want to dedicate this number to a great gal who I have done wrong.
Bernadette, I am so sorry for trying to propose to you. Bernadette, you found it creepy, but that's just the kind of thing I do. Idea that came to me in my tub, but give me one more chance with